Lights, camera, new year. This is 89.1 WEMU. It is time for Cinema Chat, a regular Thursday feature you hear. We've been hearing for the last, 30-odd years or so. But in this case, we're having a slight casting change. I'm Matt Hobson, filling in for David Fares. He's finishing up his holiday break. But as always, we have Marquee Arts Executive Director Russ Collins. We demand to squeeze out just one more before his upcoming retirement. Russ, how are you, and Happy New Year, sir?
Good. Well, Happy New Year. I heard you celebrate on the 1st, and I know that you probably went to bed early on the 31st.
Well, so. Yeah, but we'll say this. We know our own David Fair is probably laying back really happy right now as Ohio State absolutely decimated Oregon yesterday in the college football playoffs.
What a surprise. I think that was an even bigger surprise than the fact that Ohio State lost to Michigan. So, yeah.
They were motivated, probably by, revenge or something like that. It's like, hey, just imagine these guys are the Wolverines and just play them.
So. Right, exactly. Except maybe they shouldn't have imagined they were the Wolverines because there seems to be a bit of a hiccup there for Ohio State. But congratulations to Ohio State.
To Michigan, too. They beat Alabama yet again in the ReliaQuest Bowl on December 31st.
They literally began 2024 and ended 2024 beating Alabama, so that is pretty amazing for sure.
Very poetic, yes. Yeah. Almost something out of a Hollywood film.
Yeah, Hollywood film. And we can talk about a few of those, but let's start with some films that are more of the special screening kind of thing.
Yes, indeed.
Coming up on Sunday is the 97th anniversary of the Michigan Theater, January the 5th.
Doesn't look a day over 95.
That's true. That's true. And it's also the 97th anniversary of The Circus. Now, you know the film, The Circus.
I do. I was back in my senior year at Central Michigan University. I decided to take a Charlie Chaplin's films course where we basically kind of binged his entire film career throughout the semester. But the one film that stuck out for me and made me laugh the hardest was The Circus.
It is a great film. And Deb Pollack shares your enthusiasm for the film, as do I.
Oh, yeah.
But we did it a few years ago when she worked at the Michigan Theater. And she listened to a rehearsal, and she wanted to just run out on the street and grab people and say, you've got to come to this. This is such a great film.
Absolutely. And I love the whole point that Chaplin's getting across, that, comedy is hard.
Comedy is hard.
I mean, drama gets all the attention in award season, but really, comedy is much harder. Yeah. Either you got it or you don't.
It's all hard, and comedy is very hard. It's hard to know what people are going to laugh at. And anyway, it's set in a circus, but he plays his tramp character.
Yes.
And he wanders in to the circus, and he's very funny when he's not trying to be funny. And then when he's hired by the circus to be funny, he had difficulty being funny. And the juxtaposition is great, and the performance is spectacular.
Yes, indeed.
And the way the film is put together, and of course he falls in love with the ingenue, who's the horse rider. She does tricks on the horse, but she falls for the strong man in the circus, and then he has to just kind of fade into the background at the end of the film.
As he does with all of his films.
Yep.
Just walks down the road and waits for his next adventure.
Exactly. We're going to have a really great organ overture by Andy Rogers, our head organist. And then after the screening, there's going to be a reception on stage for Deb and me, celebrating our retirement. So we're not only celebrating Charlie Chaplin's The Circus, which premiered on January the 6th, 1928.
Oh.
The Michigan Theater opened on January the 5th, 1928. And then we're going to have a little reception afterwards to celebrate both the Michigan Theater.
Well, I believe I speak for everyone when I say this. On an incredible career.
Well, very nice of you to say. And we're going to be leaving town for a little bit on a world adventure. But we're coming back, and we look forward to serving the community and being in the community that we love here in the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Washtenaw County region. So we'll celebrate on the 5th at 4 o'clock before the Lions game, which is at 8
absolutely.
O'clock.
There you go. We can't.
And then we'll look forward to coming back in May and saying hi to everybody again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you're listening to Cinema Chat right here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, filling in for David Fair with Russ Collins, and you have a couple of special screenings coming up. in particular, a particular remake that some say exceeds the original.
That's right. The Thing, the 1982 version, is part of our late night classic that's going to play on Friday at 9:30, and then again next Thursday at 8 o'clock. And this is a classic film that was remade in 1982. And that film became classic.
Yes, it spawned a whole bunch of things, comic books, video games, and everything, and the most nightmarish, practically made creature ever caught on screen, probably.
That's right.
Like I said, if you've seen the film, just imagine in your head, and you're probably not going to be able to go to bed tonight.
Yeah, it's set up in the far up north. Kurt Russell stars in it. Richard Dysart stars in it as well. So The Thing is on Friday at 9:30, and then next Thursday, a week from today, at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And then the other special screening that we're doing is Disfluency. Now, this is a 1994 film, but actually it goes back quite a bit to when the filmmaker, Anna Baumgarten, was a guest on
Creative Impact a few years ago with
Deb
Pollock. And it was a great conversation we had with her and one of her collaborators as she was just getting this film on the screen.
That's right. And so when she was a student here in the very early late teens and early O's, her short film of this subject matter screened, and then she developed it into a feature film, which we played at Cinetopia, and now it's getting a broader release, and we're very happy to have this very special screening on Wednesday, January the 8th at 7 o'clock. That's Wednesday, January the 8th at 7 o'clock, and Anna Baumgarten, the director and writer of the film, will be there to introduce the film and then talk about the film afterwards. And it's about a college student, a female college student who's assaulted on campus, and it really kind of sends her into a very difficult emotional situation. She loses interest in school, and then after the school semester is over, she goes back to her hometown, which is in Michigan, and renews a friendship with a friend of hers who's a single mom, and it's a very, very human, very wonderfully told story, well acted, well shot, an amazing film. Disfluency is on Wednesday at 8 o'clock at 7, January the 8th at 7 o'clock.
Just shows that Ann Arbor is just a great place for breeding academic, for a cinematic talents of all kinds.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, and you have a new international film coming to the state, which has maybe already gained some Oscar buzz.
That's right. This is The Count of Monte Cristo, which has been made several times through the history of film. But this is the Alexandre Dumas novel that was first published in 1844. And this particular version is both extremely well-reviewed and also very successful in the release that it's had in Europe and France in particular. The Count of Monte Cristo plays tomorrow, opens tomorrow, and will play for a few weeks. Now, it's France's nomination for the best international film, and the critical consensus is extremely strong, condensing Alexandre Dumas' hefty tome into a brisk and lavish appointed action-adventure film. This French adaptation of The Count of Monte Cristo hits the sweet spot like rapier-like precision.
Well, we'll see if we can get some Oscar buzz out of this, because we talked to it earlier and said, like, hey, Oscar nomination is only about 2 weeks away.
That's right.
So it could be on the ballot.
A week from, or 2 weeks from tomorrow are the nominations. So, and again, this film has gotten great reviews, and it's very popular with audiences. If you haven't seen A Complete Unknown, this is the biopic on Bob Dylan, starring Timothy Chalamet. It's, again, gotten great reviews. Audiences are flocking to it at the Michigan Theater.
Oh, well, good.
It's doing really, really well. And Timothy Chalamet's performance is extremely well reviewed. And this is,
and he did his own singing and everything. And
he does his own singing, and there was a lot of skepticism about him playing this role and how the film was put together, but it has gotten very strong reviews, and almost more importantly, the audience response locally has been outstanding. A Complete Unknown is playing at the Michigan Theater. Baby Girl is a film that stars Nicole Kidman as an older woman who has an affair, and it really threatens her whole domestic and professional life. And a good friend of ours, Stephanie Silverman, who runs the Art House Cinema in Nashville, Tennessee, where Nicole Kidman lives. Stephanie Silverman just interviewed Nicole Kidman and went on and on and on about how much she loved this film.
Wow.
And how really poignant it is for older women in particular, I mean, you know, middle-aged women, and how really well put together the film is. It's a female director, Helena Ray, she's a Dutch director, and then Nicole Kidman, performance is, again, Oscar-worthy. Baby Girl is currently playing at the State Theater. Nosferatu has also been a very popular film at the State Theater. You can go see that. This is a remake of the 1922 film. It's significantly different. Obviously, it's, you know, over 100 years after
right.
it was first done. Wicked, if you haven't seen Wicked, it's a lot of fun. And then we have this animated film called Flo about a cat, and it's also Latvia's entry for Best International Feature. And we've played and played and played it, and it's doing really well.
Well, it sounds like 2025 is off to a great Cinemax start. Thank you, Russ, for coming in. And be sure to tune in next week, because this could be your last Cinema Chat as we hand things over to Nick Alderink. So
That's right.
Definitely don't miss it for next week. But in the meantime, I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in for David Fair. Thanks a lot for joining us on Cinema Chat. It's here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from Eastern Michigan University.
Ta-ta. See you at the State and Michigan Theater.